Iraqis held a demonstration on Friday in Sadr City to show their opposition to the Israeli strikes against the people of Gaza. Mohannad al-Musawi, the leader of Friday prayers, condemned the Israeli strikes against the people of Gaza and urged the government, through a statement issued by Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr, to the Iraqi government to take a firm stand to solve this humanitarian crisis.
Once again, the Zionists prove their terrorist nature and violated human rights. These crimes are being committed with U.S. support. We call on the United Nations and all Muslim countries to take a firm stand to stop Israel's killing of people.
Carrying Palestinian flags and signs saying yes, yes to freedom and no, no to Zionists, the demonstrators called on the Arab countries to take a firm stand against what's going on in Gaza and adopt collective measures to stop the bloodshed in Gaza. Habib al-Graifi condemned the strikes, saying that Israel is now planning to slaughter more Palestinians.
I want to say that the Israelis will kill more Arabs and not only Palestinians, because we still see our brothers and sisters being slaughtered without anything being done to stop the killing.
The demonstrators also called on the Iraqi government to release the journalist who threw his shoes at the outgoing U.S. president and condemned the beating of the journalist in front of the cameras. Jassim Ouda said, "Where is the democracy? I agree with what he did, and all Iraqis do too."
Well, I don't know where democracy is. While Bush's guards were just watching, the Iraqi Prime Minister's guards were beating a journalist as if he was a felon.
The demonstration was held under tight security with Iraqi security forces manning the checkpoints on the nearby streets and placing snipers on the rooftops.
After the Friday prayers, the people of Sadr City have voiced their rejection of the Israeli airstrikes against the people of Gaza and taking a united stand to call on the government to release al-Zaidi. Hussam Al-Bayati, Press TV, Baghdad.